in a suitcase for a place none of us has been. A place that has to be believed to be seen. You could have flown away, a singing bird in an open.
Coleman's Independent Radio, music there from U2, who incidentally came out with most of the tracks of a new album along with the release of the new iPhone yesterday. I believe that was the iPhone 6 or 5 or 4 or 3 or bigger screen, whatever you want. So, happy, what is today, Thursday? Happy Thursday to you. Happy 9/11. It is happy because I just checked the news and nothing has happened today. That is even better music, or better news, rather. So now it's time for our afternoon sports show, Sports Talk Live, here at Live 95. We are WRJMLP Coleman. Sports Talk Live is brought to you this Tuesday and Thursday each week, this time every week, in part by People's Bank, who brings you Where's Moolah, and also by Morton Buildings, Farmers Insurance Agency, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Scissors Salon, Odin's Auto Glass, and your business. If you will contact any of our raving warriors we have out in the city trying to solicit advertising, or you can send us an email at live95coleman.com. Now your hosts for Sports Talk Live, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thanks, Jay, and welcome everyone back to the Thursday edition, probably our favorite edition of the week, Ronnie.
Oh, you got that right. We've got guys from all over the country calling us, don't we?
Oh, man, yeah. I look forward to talking to them each week, Dan Vosta and Greg Smith. A lot of knowledge there, but another reason I like Thursday is because one day away from the weekend.
One day closer to the weekend.
And by the way, this week, today is my Friday. So.
Oh, you're sick tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be sick tomorrow.
I thought you looked a little bit flushed.
A little flushed.
Well, a man's got to take care of himself.
Still trying to take care of that cold from last week. I will feel like going somewhere tomorrow.
Oh, you will? So, okay, yeah. Well, you're going to be on the spider tomorrow?
No, giving rain. So
are they giving?
Every time I plan to go somewhere, rain moves in, so I'm going to be in the avalanche.
Oh, yes. Well, I hope you get to feeling better.
Ronnie, a lot to look forward to this weekend as far as local ball. I'm not sure how excited people will be about the college scene this weekend.
Yeah, most games are, or a lot of the games are very similar to last week, right, where you can, you know, watch about a quarter and then kick back in the recliner and take a nap the rest of the day.
Hey, but that's good. That's
There's nothing
like
wrong with that.
Some of those
but
games.
Those days are just about over for the SEC teams, Alabama and Auburn. That's just about over.
It gets real after this week.
You got that right.
Let's skip this week for right now because not a lot to talk about. We'll talk about it later, what little bit there is.
That's right.
Ronnie, the two games that people have been pointing to since even before the season started, Auburn at Kansas State Thursday night.
I know you Thursday, picked, a week from today.
Right.
Yeah.
You picked the upset in that one before the season started.
I did. I'm still going to stay with it.
I hear you. Hey, you can't back out now.
No, you can't. I mean, you can't back out now. You just got to stay with it.
That's like my Ole Miss pick.
That's right. Or just like, you know, your Final Four. Of course, you know, if somebody's eliminated, like mine has been, because I had Michigan State in. Well, Michigan State's already gone down the tubes, you know. Right. The Big Ten is, and I think when Dan calls, he's going to address that even more as far as, you know, the conferences or the Big Ten. But I think they are in a world of hurt trying to get into the playoff this year.
And already, I'm sure you've probably heard it if you've listened to any sports talk, especially on the national level, not so much around here, but Michigan already thinking it may be time to move on. Mr. Hoke's maybe job hunting.
Maybe he had his best years when he was at, San Diego State or somewhere out in California, the Aztecs, whoever the Aztecs are. He was, almost the second coming when he first went back to Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
because of what he did previously. But he certainly has not gotten it done since he's been at Michigan.
What do you think about the Michigan job? I mean, what is the deal there? They were a powerhouse for years, or maybe not a powerhouse.
Oh, with Bo Schembechler and Lloyd Carr.
Well, and it is actually, if it's not the most valuable, it's the top three most valuable football programs in the nation.
So. Just from the sheer history, you know, and the pageantry of, you know, of the stadium, you know, and the kids running out, you know, and that big banner hanging up, and it's way over 100,000 people that it will seat, you know, plus the Heisman Trophy winners they've had and the national championships and the great players that they have had, but boy, have they fallen on hard times.
Oh yeah, this is, I guess you would say the North part of the country. This is their edition of Alabama, and you can imagine what would be going on if Alabama was in this shape.
That's right. You know, you look at, just off the top of our head, we don't have any of this, you know, written down. We're just kind of off the cuff here, but I remember about 2 years ago, Appalachian State out of the Boone, North Carolina went there. Their FCS school went up there and thrashed them. Alabama absolutely killed them, and then they got thumped, you know.
You know, and everybody thought, hey, that was a fluke, you know, when Appalachian State beat them.
Yeah.
And now it's beginning to look like maybe it wasn't such a fluke. It was just a better team at that time.
That's right. And that's happening, you know, when Brian Lacy was with us. And he is an FCS expert with Sam Houston State. I mean, he knows that conference like nobody else around here. But, you know, it happens every year that one of those schools beats.
And almost happened last weekend to Nebraska.
It sure did.
What, 30, 34 seconds left, Nebraska breaks a touchdown
run. I was sitting in the airport when that was going on.
Oh, I was pulling,
McNeese State. McNeese State. I couldn't think of it. That's where Air McNair played, was at McNeese State.
Yeah. So, high school, going to be a little more exciting. There's going to be some good games. Friday Night Live going to Oneonta.
Yeah, absolutely. Game kicks off at 7, which they all do, but kicks off at 7, but I think they'll kick off the show at about 6:40. So, you know, if you're wanting to hear Good Hope in Oneonta, tune in your radio or listen on your iPhone or through the internet. You know more about that stuff than I do, Jason. I'm technologically an idiot.
Nah, we're going to get you on a smartphone and then.
I hear people complaining about the smartphone.
Yeah, we'll talk about that too.
Okay.
The iPhone 6.
I've heard, what I've heard has not been good. I know nothing about it.
Jeffrey Sullins put a good thing.
That's the biggest Florida State fan State Alabama.
He put a thing on Facebook.
Pitiful.
It was about as good as anything I've seen with the iPhone, and it said iPhone 6 users, welcome to 2012, because the iPhone 6 is actually something like what Samsung had come out with in 2012. Apple was yet to catch up with some of the other phones, and so. But hey, they can still sell them. People will be lined up.
They'll line up days before they go on sale. I think I saw something on the internet, or no, it was on TV, and there were people lined up with lounge chairs, you know, days before the things ever go on sale. It's just like, hey, we've got 50, and that's all we got.
Yeah. Never going to make any more.
Never going to make another one. So, you know, the city of New York, you know, you got 50 iPhones, so you need to start lining up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
And if they give me the iPhone, give me free airtime for life, I wouldn't sit there for a week.
No, I wouldn't sit there for a day.
No.
I can't sit for an hour, hardly.
Right. And people will do it.
Hey, phones, you can tell by what I use, it's not a priority.
People, in other words, do not look for Ronnie and I at the Black Friday sales after Thanksgiving.
I'll pay double the price before I go in there.
Me too.
You know, and fight that crowd.
To some women, and I guess some men, but especially some women, it's the challenge. It's like a man going hunting.
You got that right.
Hey, they load up.
And they'll mow you over too.
Yeah. They load up. My sister, for example, they get their plan together. It's like mapping out where they're going to fish or hunt.
Yeah.
And they plan it out, and they all get together. And
there's got to be a name for that condition.
There is.
Would you say that's some form of mental illness?
Oh, yeah. Got to be. Got to be. No other way to describe it. Hey, Ronnie, real quick, let's go through the games for this weekend, starting with the game that Friday Night Live will be covering, the Good Hope Oneonta game. Good Hope traveling to Oneonta. How do you see that one?
Well, I don't think either club has really performed well yet. When you hear the name Oneonta, you lump that in with state championships. They're coached by Don Jacobs, and Don was starting quarterback at University of Alabama years ago. But they have kind of fallen on hard times, and Good Hope, they haven't, gotten on the good side of a Friday night yet. So both of them, I think, are looking for their first victory. And again, this whole week is started region play. So this is where it starts getting important. So, but I'm going to go out and I'm going to say Good Hope is going to win.
Okay, Ronnie, taking the Raiders.
Taking the Raiders.
And since you took the Raiders, I'll take Oneonta just so we'll be different.
I knew you would.
We can't have too much
agreement. Too much agreement, that's right.
All right. Fairview will be playing at home, playing Boaz.
We'll be playing Boaz.
Home of the Outlets.
Home of the what?
Outlets.
Outlets. Yeah. It used to be, didn't it? They come in there by the busloads full. But I also need to remind people that this season, Fairview playing at home is really Fairview playing at Coleman High School.
Good point.
Because
you show up at Fairview, you won't be seeing.
No,
a whole
you won't.
Lot.
Then you won't be. They won't be by there taking up money. I can tell you that. Everybody's going to know their stadium has been condemned due to their bleachers. I think the concrete is separating, and it's a safety hazard. So all of their.
Have you actually laid eyes on that?
Yes, I've seen it.
I was thinking the entire time. Now, we've got cracks in bleachers. How bad can that be?
But, yeah. This is,
Brittany tells me that it is pretty serious that a kid's leg would actually
get out of the cracks. Oh, yeah. It's not just a little crack, the kid could spit through it. And a small, skinny kid could fall through it.
Wow.
So, or close to it.
That won't be a cheap fix.
No. I don't. Yeah, and that's a whole other subject. But I don't know how they're going to – the county's going to, remedy that or find the funds to do that. Certainly the school can't do it. So it's going to fall back on the county to do.
Mm-mm.
Sad.
Fairview playing at home. Coleman playing Boaz.
Playing Boaz. I know. I think Boaz got a big win last week. I'm for some reason I'm taking Fairview, and it's not just because it's a county team. I know they've got some pretty good kids, and they have an excellent coaching staff. So I'm going to take Fairview.
Okay, Ronnie takes Fairview, and for that reason, I will take Boaz.
Oh, Boaz.
We just don't want to agree.
No, we don't. Maybe I need to let you. Maybe you need to take the first pick.
I'll take the first one this time.
You got it.
Cold Springs at Tanner.
Well,
hey, this is going to be as tough a game as Cold Springs is going to see all year.
That's right. There's a measuring stick for Cold Springs. Just to see, I understand they're 3-0, And I'm sure, I know they're excited about their program, as well they should be. But this week, you know, this week rubber meets the road. This week's going to tell, you know, how potentially how good we are, or how much better we need to get.
Right. And
so they're going to be challenged.
Tanner thrashed Addison. And if I'm not mistaken, defending state champion.
I believe that's correct.
So for that reason, Ronnie, I'm going to say Tanner.
I just can't disagree. Cold Springs on the road to start with, and then they're, you know, having to play the Tanner Rattlers. So, hey, I wish them the best. Hope they get a W, but if I'm picking, I'm going to have to pick Tanner.
I wonder, do you have any idea off the subject about Tanner's baseball team? Because I know they are always strong in basketball, always strong in football.
That's right. But I do not have never heard anything about baseball at Tanner.
So that probably tells you
what
their baseball program is.
That's right. So, no, I have never heard anything about them. But you were right. Their basketball and football is solid.
Two county teams meeting up.
Yeah.
In fact, it'll be the only two county teams playing each other.
That's right.
Hinesville will be traveling to Vinemont to take on the Eagles.
That's it.
How do you see this one?
Well, if we look back over history, you know, the last 4 years, Hinesville has just drilled Vinemont. I mean, it's been ugly how they've pretty much dominated them, handled them the last few years. But, you know, every year is different. You know, Hinesville's off to a slow start. They're 0-2. Vinemont's, you know, they're at 1-1. They played Addison tough the first week, and then they got a big week last week against Danville. I think they, of course, if we remember back, Hinesville also started out 0-2 a few years ago and got on a run and made it on into the playoffs. So don't be confused that Hinesville's 0-2 and
somebody,
you know,
could let the dogs out.
That's right. So it's good to let the dogs out tonight or tomorrow night. However, I'm going to go with Vinemont.
Okay,
somewhere down the road, you have to win. You know,
right.
I mean, they beat you 4 years in a row, so
right.
I think they have the momentum, so I'm taking Vinemont.
And I think I'm going to agree with you, Ronnie. We're both going to go with Vinemont. I think Vinemont maybe got the motor cranked last week and going to keep things running.
Yeah, you know, they had the last week our player of the week was from Vinemont, you know, John Michael Dye. I think he had, you know, well over 250 yards rushing. So unless they make a lot of mistakes, and if they have a back that runs for another 250 yards, I really think they're going to win the football game, you know, unless they have a lot of turnovers.
Okay. Speaking of needing a win, the Holly Pond Broncos playing at home, playing Collinsville.
Collinsville. You know, Collinsville used to be, a few years ago, they were a 1A school. So they, with that, what we now know, they're 3A because that's a region game. So they have grown in the last few years. I don't know anything about Collinsville this year. Years past, they've had some pretty good teams. But I tell you what, I'm going to go with Holly Pond to get a W. I'm going to go with them till they get that off their back.
And I'm going the opposite direction for the same reason.
Until they get a W.
I'm going with Collinsville in that one.
There you go.
Ronnie takes Holly Pond. West Point at Ardmore, traveling up to the Tennessee line.
Up to the Tennessee
Ardmore,
line.
Ardmore, another school that has grown.
That's right. Used to be 3A when our kids were in school you know, a few years ago, but now they are now 5A. So Ardmore and West Point, I tell you, West Point is on a roll. They're undefeated. You know those kids have to really be feeling good about themselves. Because how long has it been, honestly,
a long time
since they've had, you know, some early success or really any success. So you know they are sky high right now. So I'm going with West Point.
I'm going to agree with you on West Point. I think this may be a special year for the Warriors, and they get to win tomorrow night.
I agree.
Coming up on a break, so we're going to have to hit
all right,
this
we'll
real
hurry.
Quick. Coleman playing at home tonight.
That's
playing
right.
Florence on TV.
That's right. That's on Channel 68 on Dish.
And 68
direct,
on Direct,
On Direct. But I think if you have Charter, it's somewhere around 7-11 or something like that. But it'll show up as Channel 68. But that's tonight at 7 o'clock at the Coleman Stadium. I'm going to have to pick, as much as I want to go with Coleman, Florence is really, really strong. So I'm going to have to go with Florence.
And we are going to agree to close it out. Ronnie, I will go with Florence Powerhouse, and they get the win tonight. Folks, it's 4:20. We'll be right back with Greg Smith of OnlyBestBets.com. Be sure to listen in. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or, if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Caretti,
inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Cullman County's best high school football.
This week, the Good Hope Raiders travel to Aniana to battle the Redskins.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at live95cullman.com
or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Cullman and listen on your smartphone.
Good Hope versus Aniana. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Sports Talk Live, and 4:23 means it's one of our favorite times of the week. Ronnie, it's time to welcome Greg back with OnlyBestBets.com. Greg, how's this week looking?
Well, it's looking pretty good. How's your week looking, more importantly?
Hey, it is close to Friday, close to football. We got some football tonight, so everything's lovely in the great state of Alabama. We really appreciate you joining us again this week. And, man, I think from what I've seen, you had a good week last week.
Yeah, pretty good week last week, yeah. One of my top two plays, Iowa State, covered. And of course, NFL was a pretty good one for me as well. So it wasn't bad.
I think for sure you would have done better than I did. I did pretty good on Saturday, and then the NFL treated me like a stepchild Sunday. So
you gave it all back.
NFL can be tricky at times, that's for sure.
Hey, as always, let's go ahead and get the monkey out of the closet, talk a little bit about Alabama and what you see for them this week. Another I like to call them cupcakes, Greg. Ronnie don't like that word, but another cupcake.
Yeah. You know, again, I'm going to have the same position that I had last week. It's just with them trying to learn the new offense and with quarterbacks and different whatnot, I just don't see them. Saban has better things to do, I think, than run the score up. I think all you have to really do, being the SEC, is win the SEC games to get into that playoff system. So he's going to put in his secondary players when he gets a comfortable lead of 30-some whatever points. And again, if when he does that, then I fear backdoor covers and all that sort of thing. So I tend to lay out those high point spread. I think it's a, 41, 42 point spread or something like that. That's not something that I want to dapper with.
Right.
And as bad as Southern Miss is, that's still a lot of points.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot for me. And again, it's those backdoor covers that I'm afraid of. When they start putting in their, you know, the third string players and whatnot, it can get a little bit unclear of what the outcome is going to be.
Absolutely, you got that right. Sometimes the scores are inflated, you know, on that last quarter.
No, yeah.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
Greg, anything jumping out at you right now? Anything that you could share with us or our listeners that they might want to take a look at for this weekend?
Well, let's talk a little bit of Tiger football too. Let's talk a little bit of Auburn here. As you know, you got a bye week this week, but the line right now looks to be about -8. Looks like the 8-point favorites the Tigers are going into this matchup with the Wildcats. Which I find a little bit interesting. They're giving not too much respect to Kansas State, even though they had a little bit of a hiccup there, it looked like, against Iowa State. One of the picks that we had last week, we had Iowa State over Kansas State. But like I said, it was kind of a letdown situation. Well, not a letdown situation, but it was more of a you know, looking ahead kind of a scenario. So that didn't really surprise me too much. But we'll have to keep an eye on that 8. To see if that thing goes up or down throughout the week.
Okay, yeah. That'll be an interesting game. Auburn traveling to a strange part of the country for Auburn. And, you know, I don't really have a good feel for that game, especially giving up 8 points.
Yeah, I mean, it's good and bad. It's good the fact that the odds makers are giving Auburn a lot of respect. But, you know, as you guys know, being the SEC, you're always going to have a target on your head. And they're gonna, you know, that's a big win. That's a big game for them, and it'd be a big win for them to beat any SEC team. So you got to be a little careful with the motivation factor there. Not to say that Auburn's not, just got to be a little careful with the Snyder group that they don't get too motivated to really play a tough physical football game, because it will be a tough physical football game come next week.
Hey, and here's something interesting. Just looking at Five Dimes, where I'm getting it from, Alabama, a 48-point favorite this weekend.
Good grief.
Well, there you go. So yeah. more reason just to lay off the darn thing, that's for sure.
Right.
Wow.
And LSU, Louisiana Monroe, a lot of people in this part like to keep up with LSU because, to be honest, they can't stand LSU. It's a rivalry with Alabama. LSU, a 31-point favorite. Louisiana Monroe, you got any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, again, I hate to. Once we get more into the SEC conference play, we'll be able to talk about this a lot more. But right now, with them playing non-conference teams such as them, Louisiana Monroe, they just aren't going to match up well against the Tigers. Tigers could very well, blow them out by 40 some points. But then again, what's Les Miles do? Does he start to reserve his players not to get hurt and whatnot? It's that fear of the back door that I'm not comfortable putting money on because of that fear.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, I got a question here for you. Let's look at Alabama for a second, and in this area or the state, you know, there's the. The conflict, but the back and forth between, well, is it going to be Sims or is it going to be, you know, Coker, or, you know, what are they going to do with the quarterback? Will that determine what some lines may be if they're still, you know, we get another week or so away and there's still no definite quarterback and they're still trying to play them both? How would that play in?
Well, you know, the old saying is if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have a quarterback, right?
Right.
So I think that it's, with Kiffin being the new offensive coordinator, there's a huge learning curve there, not just for the quarterback, but for him as well, and for Saban. So I think the fact that the odds makers are gonna give Saban his respect and think that he knows exactly what he's doing, I don't think that's really going to hurt or help the spread any as far as a quarterback those two quarterbacks going in and out. I
mean, okay.
It's one thing if AJ is hurt from last year, right, and then you bring in your backup.
Sure.
That's going to kill the point spread.
Right.
But these two battling out like they are, it's going to be kind of a give or take.
Okay. I was just curious about that because, you know, there's always talk, it ought to be this quarterback, it ought to be, you know, this one or that one. And really, you know, we've said several times, Blake Sims hasn't done anything to lose the job, and Coker hasn't done anything to win the job. So.
Yeah, now typically, it's a good question because typically the odds makers don't like that. They like to see one quarterback play out through the season. Switching quarterbacks and forth will get the odds makers a little bit hesitant of putting up a number that might support them more. That makes sense.
I see. Okay.
Hey, Greg, tell everyone before we get your pick of the week that you can share with us, tell everyone if they want to check you out online or get some picks from him, what would they have to do?
Just go to www.onlybestbets.com and just go on the website and click on the purchase. Like I said, I give out the platinum plays on Saturdays and Sundays usually if I can find them. But last year I was 68% in platinum plays.
Wow.
Yeah, that's nice.
I was telling somebody the other day that if you were a dime player, you were making about over $13,000. A dime for the listeners is $1,000 a bet. If you're a $500 better, they call them a nickel better, you're just over $6,000. So my platinum plays is what I really focus in on to make sure that I'm giving out, you know, the top play because it's the play that I bet. I bet all my plays. But that's the bet that I put the most money on. So I make sure that my record stands true with that platinum play. And I have a platinum play for Saturday, and I got another one for Sunday. It worked out perfectly on my formula, on my methods. So it's a circle the calendar and get ready for a platinum play on Saturday and Sunday.
Hey, and 68% is strong.
That's solid.
I mean, that is strong. People that don't take part in this – may think 68%, but
wow.
I'm telling you, 68% is very strong. If you get 51%, you're doing good.
Well, I keep in mind the reason why I'm able to get 68% on platinum plays is because I don't give them out, you know, every day. It's only once or twice a week, maybe at the most. So you're looking at maybe 40 plays throughout the entire football season. So if you can just let me pick one or two great plays a week with the formula that I have, I hit that number quite a bit. So I plan on trying to hit that number this year too. I'm right now one for one. My best bet last week was Atlanta in NFL, Atlanta Falcons. I didn't have a best bet in college, but I do this year. I do this week. I do a platinum play for football, for college football and for NFL. But that doesn't mean, guys, I don't have good plays. And there's a good play, I believe, coming up next or on Saturday, a morning game. Here at morning for us on the West Coast, noon on the East Coast. I like this matchup between East Carolina and Virginia Tech. It's interesting because Virginia Tech is coming off a monster win off Ohio State. As a matter of fact, it's probably their best win they've had in a long, long time. I mean, hell, riots were going on and contracts are being extended with with Beamer and whatnot. So there. This is a perfect letdown situation, and I don't know if the country's aware of this player, but I'm going to say it right now on air, and you guys can hear this name in about a year from now and go, I said it here on the radio station, Shane Carden.
Shane Carden.
A phenomenal quarterback for Eastern Carolina. He can spin it, and he's a third-year starter. He's a senior. And this kid can really play. I see this guy coming out playing much better than he did last year against Virginia Tech, where he lost 10-15, suffered three interceptions, only threw for over 152 yards or whatnot. So he didn't have a very good game. So I'm looking for this star quarterback, this star player, to come out and play very, very well on Saturday, let alone give me 11 points. I see this being a very close matchup. Another thing that's being not being looked at is that the Virginia Tech, the Hokies are banged up at the corners. So and one of Shane's favorite wide receivers is back this year. So I see him trying to find those matchups early and throwing the ball early and create uh, and create yardage and create points early in this ball game. I like this play at plus 11 for East Carolina.
Hey, Greg, I wrote that one down as you were calling it out. So.
Hey, and East Carolina gave South Carolina all they wanted, which, you know, South Carolina sure doesn't look very impressive, you know, in the first two games.
Yeah, they're going to have to buckle down and play hard with Georgia, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But and to be honest with you, I don't particularly. I would have loved East Carolina to have a crappy game against South Carolina. I'm the kind of person that said this. I said it a million times, is that a team is never as good or as bad as their previous game. And if you don't recognize that in sports betting, you will get beat day in and day out. You cannot just take a game that you've watched on television and move forward to the next week, because that is not how it plays out.
Right.
Oh man, I'm going to be watching that one, and we'll see for entertainment purposes only here in Alabama what I do with it. But
yeah.
Hey, Greg, we appreciate it. I hope you have a great weekend and lots of solid plays, folks. Don't forget onlybestbets.com. Look him up. 68% is strong in anybody's
world.
That's
right.
And Greg, can we count on you next week for another good play?
You can count on me every week for great plays.
Man, we really appreciate it. Have yourself a good weekend, and we'll be talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Wow. 68%.
That's solid in anybody's world, I'm telling you.
Hey, my college coursework probably didn't average up 68.
You don't get those kind of numbers. I was reading a thing not too long ago, and I think they were shooting for like 50.8 or 51%.
So it's big. I mean, it's good.
Yeah, as long as you're on that positive side, you're good.
68%.
Right. Man. All right, we're going to a break. We'll be right back. Only a few more minutes to Dan Vosta. Hang with us.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Moolah time.
Moolah time with a little Pink Floyd of Money, Money, Money.
People's,
at 4:39.
That's right. People's Bank, proud to bring you Where is Moolah? And just a reminder, this week moolah, not physically hidden in our minds.
That's right. It's mentally hidden.
And people that know us know that's a scary thought.
Oh, you better believe it. It could change it any day.
Right. So the clues from Tuesday, Ronnie, were, let me think. The sum of the road is 17.
Yeah.
And your clue was?
There may be a pond close by.
A pond close by. Clue number three today is you can see a lot from where Moolah is. You can see a lot from where Moolah is. So
good clue. Especially if you know where it is.
Yeah, if you know where it is,
that's just
no
so
problem.
Simple.
So
yeah, I'm just shocked somebody had. I'm shocked Cindy hadn't already got it.
And she did take a stab.
She took
it the other
day. But you know that's a freebie.
That's right. You get one guess a day.
That's
for those
right.
of you
so,
that might be joining in.
That's right. So
take a stab at it.
Yeah. After you know we're gonna have Dan, the man Vasta, on here in just a few minutes. But after Dan is finished. Hey, if you want to make a guess, just give us a call at 737-9951. It won't cost you anything to guess.
That's right.
And how much is it? What's out there?
$50.
$50.
$50 this week. Moolah is lonely, wants somebody to find it. We've got about 4 minutes, 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes before Dan comes on, and Cindy, I think, is on the line now wanting to take a shot at
it. Oh, my goodness. Don't tell me she's got it.
Cindy, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. How y'all doing?
Hey, Cindy,
doing
how are
good.
You?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Take a stab at it.
Take a stab at it. Don't cost anything.
No, it's free.
All right. What about the Waterbrook Restaurant?
Waterbrook Restaurant. I'm going to have to say that's a negative.
That's a negative. Hey,
that's a good guess.
That's a good guess. That was a good guess.
Oh,
and I can see how you get that, too.
Yep. All right. Well, I'll wait till Tuesday.
Hey, Cindy, we appreciate you playing.
All right. Thank y'all.
Hey,
right.
Thanks, Cindy.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was a good guess.
Good guess.
But I that place had never entered my mind, but that would have been a good place to hide it.
It
would have been found right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Ronnie, real quick before we go to break and to get Dan on the line. Bring us up to speed. I think you got some volleyball news, maybe some games.
Yeah, volleyball that's going on just very quickly. We've got Holly Pond at Cold Springs.
Hey, that should be a good one.
That should be a good one. I know that Cold Springs, they won a tournament last week. They are ranked in the top 10 in the state in Class 2A, which Addison is number one. So I'm not sure about Cold Springs rank, but I think it was four-ish, five-ish, something like that. So that'd be a good one right there, Holly Pond and Cold Springs. Then Locust Fort is at Good Hope. Good Hope is, you know, they're good year in and year out in volleyball.
Right.
And then you've got Hansville at West Point today. So that is the local volleyball that's taking place here in Coleman.
Hey, folks, if you're sitting at home bored, get out and support
these
girls.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah, it's actually pretty interesting when you get into it and watching it.
It is. I enjoy watching, you know, volleyball, especially, Olympic volleyball.
Oh, man.
Can they spike that thing?
Hey, I would be eating volleyballs.
Oh.
My reflexes are way past that.
I can't hardly even see it.
Yeah.
You know, a few years ago, they played the Davis Cup tennis down here at Birmingham, and we went down to watch that. And you know, it was the top players in the world playing at that. It was amazing to how fast and how hard they hit the ball. If I had been sitting on the sides trying to watch it, I would never see the ball. But being behind it, I could kind of follow it a little bit. But
and not only are they seeing it, but they're hitting it back.
They're hitting it back just as hard as it comes to them. So it's amazing. But, yeah, there's good volleyball around. Get out. Go out and check it out because it's a lot of fun.
Okay, and one last announcement. We're going to go to break. Good Hope Quarterback Club sponsoring a drawdown. I think they're giving away like $10,000.
Yeah.
Tickets, $100
bucks a piece.
So find you a Quarterback Club member, buy a ticket, support Good Hope in that, and it's a good time. Been in those at Vimont.
Yeah.
That's a good
time. Did you ever win any money?
We got second one time.
Did you? And, I think Darryl Gay won that one time.
And the funny thing about it, Brittany was drawing the tickets out. She was a little kid, and she was drawing tickets out, and we got sucked. Lee Creel, if you'll remember.
Yes.
His name didn't get put in the pot.
And oh, so we got down no. to the end. Are you serious? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and said, raise your hand if you're still in. Three people raised their hand. There was only two tickets in the bucket. So
what'd they do?
They ended up giving him third place, I think, and then drawed, and we got second.
Oh,
I
okay.
I think Del Veras may have won it. So.
Okay. Well, he was probably happy to take that third place.
Yeah, he was happy. Anytime you name, don't go in there.
Yeah, every year I just tell him to leave mine out. You got that right.
All right, we got one more call we're going to take real quick before we go to break. Sandy Day on the line. Sandy, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you calling about Moolah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where do you think Moolah might be?
Is it at the water treatment plant on 278?
You nailed it.
Oh,
the water
goodness.
Treatment
Congratulations.
Plant on 278.
Did I get it?
You are the winner of Moolah.
Yay! Hey, this is Cindy Wilson's sister, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So keeping it in the family.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I told her last week that's where it was.
Wow.
Wow, you were on it, dead on.
My goodness, which clue gave that away?
Well, the 278 and the pond, and then the last clue, you could see a light from it.
Yeah,
right. So the only thing I could think of.
Wow.
So. Okay,
hey,
congratulations, Cindy. I know you don't want to give your name out over there. Hey, Jay, can you take her number?
Yeah.
Jay will get with you, get your number, and we'll be giving you a call. Cindy knows how this works, so just get with her on it.
Of course she does.
Thank
hey,
you.
Thanks, Sandy.
We're going to win it next week, too, by the way. I'm going to catch your wet record.
Okay.
All right. It's time for a break. We'll be right back with Dan Vosta, Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Coretti.
Inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Coleman County's best high school football.
This week, the Good Hope Raiders travel to Aniana to battle the Redskins.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at live95coleman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
Good Hope versus Aniana. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at MortonBuildings.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
449 Sports Talk Live. And Runny, this is a segment I look forward to each week.
A hot segment.
I'm telling you, Dan, a lot of people have talked to me about Dan, and man, he is the man of knowledge.
Me too. That's his new name over here in Alabama, is Dan the Man.
Hey, so welcome to the show, Dan Vosta, Campus Insider, always full of knowledge. And Dan, what does it look like this week? How are you feeling this week?
Doing great. We just got a little segment going last week at Campus Insiders. Looks like it's going to be a weekly segment where involving me and one of the analysts or hosts, where I give just a stat to look for the weekend. I could send you, we did a trial run last week that went out involving the Oregon game against Michigan State, and tomorrow we'll be doing one with Georgia and South Carolina, so happy to send that to you guys. You can check it out on campusinsiders.com, but I tweet it out as well at CI_StatsGuru, and always love talking to fans. So any questions or concerns or agreements or even disagreements, always open to talking to all the fans that I love in college football.
Hey, man, we appreciate that. That would be a big
help.
That's
great. Thank you, Dan.
Hey, and believe it or not, my partner is back this week. The old Jamaica man, Runny, is back with
you. Yo, man, no problem.
Yeah, he's picked up a little accent, not that southern drawl that we were known for.
But. I wanted to get some beads in my hair, too.
Hey, Dan, I have to ask you right off the bat, your thoughts, South Carolina and Georgia, not a lot going on in the SEC this weekend, but that is a game that is drawing interest. Georgia, to me, may be a little bit low in a 5.5 to 6.5 point favorite. What do you think about that game?
Yeah, I certainly think it's obviously the game of the week. You've seen the Gamecocks have had some success winning 3 of the last 5, and last year's loss to Georgia, it snapped a series high 3-game win streak from South Carolina until they lost that last trip to Athens last year. I think being at home, South Carolina, going into the season, many people felt that they had an advantage, but certainly I was never really on the South Carolina bandwagon per se, and I've been on the bandwagon of Georgia, but certainly that is a little bit low, but it is a on the road type of game and atmosphere, while supposed to be pretty hostile. I think people compare it to the A&M game, and I would have to disagree because the Texas A&M wide receivers are very talented. I argue one of the best in the country, if not the SEC, and it was just a brutal matchup for a South Carolina defense that had played or started 3 big-time young freshmen that had zero experience and certainly only got 1 game in there since, but Georgia's going to try to run downhill on them. That takes kind of possession factor. They'll get lesser possessions running the football, so I think if South Carolina and Dylan Thompson can take care of the ball, this game could be a little bit closer than maybe even the experts think, depending if South Carolina can hit a few home run balls against that Georgia secondary that had major issues last year. But, of course, Jeremy Pruitt was, I think, maybe the best hire of the entire offseason, including head coaches as well, holding Clemson to 15 yards in the second half against Clemson was really astonishing, and certainly it helped to have a bunch of sacks against a Clemson offense trying to find its way. But this could be not necessarily a low-scoring game, but it's not going to be nearly the shootout that we saw a South Carolina take on Texas A&M. So I think this game will be at least in the 20s, but it could be, I think, at least within 2 touchdowns. It wouldn't surprise me if South Carolina makes this game going into the fourth quarter, where you have a type tied ball game, sort of. But certainly, game of the week in a real life, we'll talk a little bit later, but I think Todd Gurley, the ultimate, could be the big factor, of course, because he could take a carry anytime, anywhere to the house. So even with Georgia, if they are be trailing in this game, they're certainly favorites and deservedly so.
Well, that's, and Dan, I hate to say it, but I was on the, I still have to be on it. I was on the South Carolina bandwagon. I had them picked to win the East. So, I can't climb off now. Jason would never let me leave it down. So, but I have been shocked at how mediocre they have looked, so far this season, especially against Texas A&M, who just torched them, for almost, well over 600 yards of offense. I mean, it's just unbelievable how bad they were.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I always look at for the overhaul of the offseason, I'd argue they maybe lost their 2 greatest program players in history, at least since John Abraham and Marcus Lattimore, maybe in recent memory, but that was quarterback Connor Shaw, the winningest quarterback in program history, of course, that Clowney guy
yes.
is not too shabby as well the last two seasons. And they don't, you know, consistently recruit top five, even top ten classes, and that's no disrespect to what Steve Spurrier's done, winning 11 games 3 years in a row, which is amazing in itself. But there's pretty much half a dozen teams in the entire SEC that consistently get better players from South Carolina. So if their four stars can't turn into five stars like Spurrier has been doing the last few years, they're going to get into some trouble. I mean, I've seen that already in a tough matchup. And as we've seen over the years with Spurrier at South Carolina, they always are kind of against the schedule gods, if you will. Georgia has lost to South Carolina many times before in the past, and yet we still see South Carolina home for the Georgia Dome in Atlanta for the SEC Championship, despite beating Georgia. A lot of that has to do with the schedule gods, but this year, reloading talent always an issue.
That's right, and I think you hit on a great point there. The importance of Connor Shaw was to that football team.
Yeah, third and long, sometimes third and shorts and third and mediums, always yep. the money done, if you will. And Connor Shaw was really arguably maybe one of the best in the business with Johnny Manziel last year. And without him there, we've seen a little struggle through two games. But not all is forgotten. Not all is lost, I should say. Still have a chance to have a monster win Saturday.
I agree. Well, let's move to the state of Ohio. Tell us what you think about Ohio State. Now, I'll tell you, down here in the state of Alabama, nothing pleases us more than Ohio State getting beat. Most people here, they are not fans of Urban Meyer.
Yes. I don't blame you. Many, many fans in the entire Southeast Conference.
I wonder how his health's doing now.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, the Buckeyes really did not do much, if anything, offensively. They've been having major issues the last 2 weeks. Two games, be lucky to be 1-1. But JT Barrett obviously had three picks, couldn't take care of the ball, but he was their leading rusher, and he's no Braxton Miller by any means. So whenever you have a quarterback leading your team in rushing, that's usually not a good thing signs to come. And he was really the only true part of the running game, like I mentioned, but he locked on to too many, you know, one wide receiver go down 30, 40 yards deep. And they had a lot of the receivers that are fairly talented at Ohio State, but they really just went a lot of fly routes, a lot of deep routes. And sometimes that happens when you're trailing. You're not used to sticking to the game plan. But he was sticking on to the too many one receiver sets. He couldn't move on to a second, third, and fourth option so long. He held on to the ball too long. And Virginia Tech, I had, I believe, seven sacks in that ball game, and certainly I still think they could bounce back, but it's going to be a long season for Ohio State fans if they think they could still challenge for the college football playoff. SEC fans will be very happy to hear that there's probably going to be at least two more losses on the way for Ohio State, despite Noah Spence coming back at defensive end. The defense is still pretty solid, but it was even despite a iffy schedule at best. I think Michigan State's going to beat them, and I think another opponent like Penn State potentially can knock them off as well. So I think a 9-3 type of season would be fairly disappointing for, you know, top five, top ten preseason expectations.
Right. Hey, what was your thoughts about Virginia Tech? You know, there had been some rumors there that, you know, Beamer had seen his better days, and he kind of needs to step aside and let Bud Foster, you know, take over. But I think he has helped his cause there. How do you feel about Virginia Tech?
Yeah, I mean, for the last few years, it's been very mediocre, pretty poor for Virginia Tech offensively the last few years. It makes me try to go back and think of Kevin Jones and Suggs in the backfield not too long ago when they were just dominant, even before or after the Michael Vicker in 2000,
right,
and they made a national championship appearance. But they've always relied on defense and special teams. That was a little lacking the last few years, and they simply balled last week against the Ohio State Buckeyes. The secondary is one of the better ones in the country, and despite not having maybe an NFL running back or even close to that at Virginia Tech right now, Michael Brewer has meant a lot for them the last couple games, and they got a big game at home against ECU, who I think has a chance to win the American Conference and challenge for a potential top spot in the Premier Bowl games in New Year's Six. But I think the Hokies are back defensively. It helps to play in the ACC, obviously, but the Coastal Division is pretty wide open. But Virginia Tech has a few Thursday games upcoming this season. I think they could protect home field as well as anybody. And I have the Hokies, obviously, representing the Coastal Division in getting to the ACC Championship to take on Florida State. So I'm looking for a 10-plus, maybe 11-win season. Wouldn't be surprised if Virginia Tech goes into an ACC tailgame at maybe 11-1, guys. I think the only tough two games, maybe, per se. Obviously, they got to play North Carolina and Pitt a couple tough games. But I think they could split those two, win the Coastal, and get at least 10 wins.
Yeah, that would be impressive to see that ACC championship between Florida State and a good Virginia Tech club. So I would look forward to seeing that. So hey, let's change gears now. Let's talk about the Big Ten, or the lack of the Big Ten now. Tell us what you thinking, your thoughts are on the Big Ten, especially after last week's debacles.
Yeah, I mean, it was a disastrous week, and certainly we still got, you know, 3 months practically to maybe have our minds changed, but it's going to be very difficult, guys. They just had, in the Big Ten, that is, just one non-conference win against BCS competition so far. Rutgers over Washington State is the lone win, and in case you were not paying attention, the Washington State Cougars may go 1-11, maybe 2-10 at best. And while Rutgers may be a little bit better than we thought, that is not a good win to hang your hat on for the Big Ten. And the East was expected to be dominant for Big Ten standards, but Ohio State, Michigan State, and now, of course, Michigan, after their drubbing, they'll have one loss each. And even with Penn State now eligible for a potential Big Ten championship and, of course, a bowl bid, they're going to have to have them carry them in the East, I think. I mean, Michigan State, I still think, is the favorite, obviously. But they're in big trouble. The West is going to have to carry more than its weight. I think Nebraska, Wisconsin, and Iowa, those three teams had arguably three of the easiest schedules for any BCS teams out there in the country. And I just think it's too much, way too high expectations to think two or all three of those teams can win at least 10, maybe 11 of their games. That's going to be very difficult. Of course, they all play each other, first of all. But they're going to have to win all the rest of their games and hope they all win 10, 11 games just to respect and raise the level for the Big Ten. But it doesn't really matter if they're doing well against each other, because, you know, the consensus is that they stink, at least compared to the SEC,
right,
Pac-12, and even the ACC and Big 12. So they're going to have their teams clearly win out in the non-conference. And Iowa's got a big game in a few weeks against Pitt, but it's going to take a lot to really change the minds of the so-called committee. I think Michigan State's got the best chance if they can win out 12-1 to win the Big Ten championship and look impressive. They have a chance, but they're going to need all the BCS conference winners with at least one loss, more than likely two losses, because those teams from the SEC and Pac-12 are playing premier top 10-15 programs, unlike the Big Ten. So it's not completely over, but I'd say their chances are pretty much slim to none for the Big Ten chance.
They can see that line. They can see the finish line anyway, can't they? They may not be there yet, but they can see it.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, this time of year, it's hard to tell a lot about a team till we get into the meat of the schedule. But you know, there's contenders and then there's pretenders. So I'm going to give you some teams. You just tell me, are they really a contender or a pretender to make it maybe to one of the New Year's Day bowls? Maybe the Rose, Sugar, Orange, Cotton.
Mm-hmm.
I'll name the team. You tell me, contender, pretender. How about Baylor? The Baylor Bears.
Baylor Bears, I'll say pretender. I think they lose two games this year.
I think I'm going to agree with you on that. I'm not a big Baylor believer. Texas A&M.
I'm going to say three losses, pretender, just due to the fact they're going to have to play everybody in the SEC West. Maybe they pull off an upset or two, but I think they lose at least three games that will take them out of the premier six New Year's Bowl games.
Okay. Ohio State, the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I think it's a big, emphatic, all-caps lock pretender for the Buckeyes. At least two, I'd say two more losses, so it would be three for the year.
Hey, don't hold back your feelings on Ohio
That's
State
right.
there, Dan.
Poor old Urban Meyer.
How about a team, speaking of Urban Meyer, a former home to Urban Meyer, the Florida Gators?
Yeah, I think they're probably maybe the biggest mystery, at least the ones you've mentioned so far. But I'm going to say pretender still. It didn't help that they have a brutal schedule against the SEC West. I think they lose four games at the end of the year, maybe more. And, of course, the brutal stretch begins next week against Alabama. So I'm going to say pretender for the Gators.
Pretender. All right. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
This one will raise some eyebrows, but I'm going to say contender, because they're Notre Dame. If they win at least nine games, if they were to win 10, which I think is a realistic possibility, especially if they get a couple of their premier players, Davaris Daniels at wide receiver, defensive back Kavari Russell, I think they have an overrated schedule. So maybe not an overrated team, but they're a legit top 15 team on paper, I'd argue. and it's not impossible to win, you know, a couple games at home against Stanford and North Carolina. I think the two games they do lose would be Florida State and USC. If they get the 10 wins, they'll be a lock to play in one of the premier six bowl games on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So give me contender for the Irish.
Contender for Notre Dame. You've made a friend of ours here in Coleman very happy. Big Notre Dame
Big fan. Notre Dame fan. Yeah.
Hey, here's one that will raise some eyebrows one way or the other between Ronnie and I. The Ole Miss Rebels.
Yeah, I'm going to say contender, and here's my reason. I think they'll either upset one of these three teams, LSU, Alabama, or Auburn. I think I'd like to give the benefit of the doubt to Auburn since they get to host Ole Miss, and I think Alabama has owned Ole Miss through the years, and one team that Ole Miss has not struggled mightily against has been LSU. So I think they can win one of those three. I think they could beat LSU. You know, they got to go to LSU, but I think they could beat one of those three, and that would get them to at least 9, more than likely 10 wins. You get 10 wins in the SEC West, you're going to be probably ranked in the top 10, just like they are just outside right now. So I'm going to say contender for the Rebels.
Hey, I like the way you talk on Ole Miss. So
yeah.
How about
just before, you know, he gives you another one. His reason for saying that, Dan, is he picked Ole Miss to beat Alabama.
Before the season started. And I'm staying with it.
Not too far away from that. Could be one of the games of the season. I'm looking forward to that game as well.
That's right.
A team we've already mentioned, Michigan State.
Yes. I mean, in terms of the college ball playoff pretender, but we're talking the Premier Six Bowls, so I'm going to say contender because maybe sad to hear it say or listen to it for SEC fans. Somebody has to go and play in the Premier Six Bowl games. So Michigan State, I think, will win the Big Ten. So they're going to be a contender in terms of appearing in those six bowls that we're talking about. So contender for the Spartans.
All right. Here's an interesting one. UCLA Bruins.
Yes. They're not looking too hot right now. But I'm going to say contender mainly because you can only beat who you play. They play all the premier teams at home. I think they can win the majority of those, appear in the Pac-12 championship. Maybe win or lose, they would still premiere or play in the New Year's Six Bowl. So I'm going to say contender, despite the abysmal display so far through 2 weeks.
Okay, two more. BYU.
I'm going to say pretender. They're at least a one-loss team, probably a two-loss team, and they need to go 12-0 just to land, in my opinion, in the New Year's Six Bowl games. Even if they were going to defeated, they would have no chance to play in a college ball playoff with a schedule that's arguably as weak as some MAC teams, if you will. Their schedule is worse than most Big Ten teams. So they need to go 12-0 just to play in the six bowl games. I think they lose at least one. They got to play Boise State on the road. The Broncos have lost four games at home since 2000. So I'm going to say pretender for BYU.
Pretender for BYU. One more, and then I'm going to let Ronnie throw one at you. LSU, the LSU Tigers.
I'm going to say contender. I would love to buy the entire SEC West as contenders, essentially. But I think LSU's going to have two losses or less. They get banned at home, but I think they're going to, if you will, an upset maybe down the road. But Thanksgiving night, they go to College Station. I think that winner of that game will play in the one of the Premier Six on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I'm taking the Bayou Bengals, so contender for LSU.
Hey, fair enough, fair enough.
Hey, Dan, I got a couple here for you. On the record, before when Jason and I first picked the teams that we thought would be in the playoff, I picked UCLA to be in the playoff. And I know you listed them as a contender. Do you think they are a contender for the Final Four playoff?
Yeah, I mean, right now it's not looking too good. I'll be the first to admit that. They've been probably the least impressive team that's ranked in the entire top 25, quite frankly. But I think, obviously, I mentioned, you can only beat who you play. And it's very fortunate for the Bruins that they get literally pretty much their entire schedule is at home in Pasadena when they play Stanford, USC. They avoid Oregon, but it's crucial that they get those two games at home. And it's also to mention they do get Arizona State on a Thursday night coming up, but they get Texas struggling, even more than UCLA, Texas team struggling in Juryland. I think the Bruins can still go 11-1. Now, Brent Hundley is going to have to avoid some pass rushers. He's been the most sacked quarterback the last two seasons. I'm still buying that talent. I still have a little more faith in Jim Moore than most do. I still think this is the most talented UCLA team that we've ever seen, at least in the last few decades. I'd argue maybe ever. Yeah, right. I think playing those crucial games at home is going to give them an advantage to at least have a chance to go 11-1 going into that potential Pac-12 championship game. So It's not looking very good, and I'll be glad to eat some crow if they lose three-plus games and barely finish the year in the top 25. But I'm still buying into the Brett Hundley machine, who by the end of the year will be the most successful, productive UCLA Bruin quarterback in the history of the program.
Hey, I agree with all of that, Dan. So we'll either celebrate together or we'll go down together. So, hey, got one more for you. Is Notre Dame, Dan, are they that good, or is Michigan that bad?
I think it is a little bit of both. I mean, sometimes I hate to hear that myself, but I think this would be the perfect example of that, because Notre Dame, most people, I would say, wrote them off after they suspended those five players for potentially the entire season, but at least they're indefinitely suspended. Maybe they get Tavares Daniels back, who, by the way, was the top player on offense, I'd argue, for Notre Dame, and all Everett Golson has done is perform like a top five player in college football through 2 weeks. So I'm still saying, as long as Golson stays like this and plays hot, avoids turning the ball over, more importantly, Notre Dame's a 9-10 win team this year. And I think some people don't want to admit that. Some people think Notre Dame doesn't have the premier talent because they haven't played certainly their best in the BCS era. They got blown out by LSU in their backyard in the Sugar Bowl when Charlie White's the coach. Of course, they lost to Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl. And they've really never had their ways with the USC Trojans, at least since the BCS era began. But I think Notre Dame is for real, but we might not find out for a few weeks. They get Purdue at Lucas Oil Stadium, where the Colts play this week, and should hammer them. But then they play Stanford and UNC at home. I think they win both of those close games, and then potentially they could be 6-0 before the Florida State Seminoles get to host them at the Dope. So I think 9-10 wins will put them in the New Year's Six Bowl. So I'm really buying Notre Dame. I think they can get at least a 9 wins if they can stay fairly healthy. But on the other hand, Michigan is very bad. We've seen some Michigan offensive line struggle, and it's not been good. The rushing offense has been brutal, just beyond bad, the last few years. The last time I thought the offensive line was this bad was probably the Rich Rod era, and we knew how that all ended. So I think Brady Hoke's certainly on the hot seat. I thought Michigan was going to go 8-5 this year, and I thought that might have been not enough respect for them, but clearly it's too much respect, because I think in a couple weeks, guys, and I didn't think I'd ever say this at any point during the season, but I'm ready to say it now, and I don't think I'm overreacting from what I've seen from Michigan, at least last week and even the week before, is I think in a couple weeks, less than a month, they're going to lose to either Penn State at home or, ready for this, on the road at Rutgers. I think Rutgers will beat the Michigan Wolverines,
Dan,
which would send them into a tailspin. I think that would put Brady Hoke not only on the hot seat, but it would be interesting to see if he can last the season. So I think a 7-6 type of year potentially for Michigan might be the story of the year, at least up until maybe November.
Wow. If he gets beat by Rutgers, they need to go ahead and line up the U-Haulets.
I would agree with that.
Hey, Dan, we got a break coming up, so I got to throw this at you before we get off. We've got to talk a little bit about Alabama and Auburn. Not much going on this week. Auburn off, Alabama,
they're off too.
Southern Miss, yeah. But next week, Alabama will be lining it up against Florida. Auburn will be traveling to Kansas State on Thursday night. Which of these two is more likely not to dominate their opponent next week? Alabama and playing Florida, or Auburn, Kansas State?
Yeah, for sure. Those will probably both be two of the top three games next week. The only one maybe relevant would be Florida State and Clemson. So I'm going to slightly lean with Auburn in terms of being less dominant, and that's because Thursday night is chaos, especially if you're on the road in Manhattan, Kansas. And I think it's going to be an interesting matchup because Auburn's weakness the last few years, specifically last year, and we saw it in the national championship game, and even some against Alabama, was their inability to really just line up and get after the passer and cover wide receivers down the field. It's not easy to cover wide receivers, especially nowadays in pro football and specifically college football with these spread offenses. And I think Jake Waters' ability as a dual-threat quarterback is going to give Auburn some issues. And he may be one of the smaller receivers in America, but Tyler Lockett is a guy to look out for Kansas State. He's only about 5'9", right around my height, but he's much faster than me, and I think he could burn a few of the Auburn defensive backs. And I don't think Kansas State can score enough points to beat Auburn, but I think they can stay at least within 10 points, two touchdowns, to make the Auburn faithful sweat it out. But at the end of the day, I still think War Eagle is going to be way too much for Kansas State's defense, who, by the way, struggled with Iowa State last week. But I think Kansas State can put up about 25, 30 points. Luckily, Auburn has been scoring 40 in their sleep. And as far as Alabama, I think simply just roll tide on defense. It might be, wouldn't say they're going to pitch a shutout against the Gators, but it could be like a 30-13 type of ball game. So I think Alabama playing at home against the Florida offense, by the way, has only played one game up to this point. So I certainly would lean with Auburn in terms of being less dominant.
Okay. Dan, we got to go to a break, pay some bills around here, but man, we really appreciate you joining us. The knowledge, once again, more than I can ever even think of.
You got that right. It's impressive, Dan.
Hey, hope you have a great weekend, and we'll be talking to you next week.
As always, guys, enjoy the game.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live on a Thursday afternoon.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or, if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da-bum, bum, bum, bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Caretti.
Inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Cullman County's best high school football.
This week, the Good Hope Raiders travel to Aniana to battle the Redskins.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at live95cullman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Cullman and listen on your smartphone.
Good Hope versus Aniana. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Cullman.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Thursday. I nearly said Friday because today is Friday for me.
But today's your Friday?
The Thursday edition of Sports Talk Live 518. Ronnie, I have to say once again, Dan the man is, like you said, an encyclopedia of football.
I know that's an outdated term, but I mean,
he is the Wikipedia now.
He's the Wikipedia. There it is. Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for, the Wikipedia. I don't think it matters what you ask him, what team, because I asked him some things that were completely way off the cuff.
Right. Let's tell listeners kind of how this goes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dan and I contact each other during the week one time. I give him a couple of talking points, and when I say talking points, just a general area of where we're going to be hitting so we don't just blindside him. Well, today, Ronnie blindsided him a couple of times.
Yeah, with the Virginia Tech stuff and one other. I don't even remember what it was now, but I know the Virginia Tech.
He never missed a beat.
No, he started calling out, and I recognized the names that he called out, you know, the running back, the Suggs, and then back to when, you know, Michael Vick was quarterback there, and he even gave the year But he didn't miss a beat. It's just like he's reading
right.
it off,
and
you know?
It's not like he has studied up on Virginia Tech, because we have give him team after team after team.
Yeah, yeah.
And, man, like you said, he can call the names. He can tell you the weather when they play. And he can probably tell you what color they were wearing that night.
I would imagine he could. It's just unreal, the knowledge this guy has. So, hey, I guess that's why you get to work for campus inside.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Right. That's right.
And we don't.
That's right. They've not called
no,
either of us.
I can't believe that either. I'm
I
really hurt.
It any day.
I do, too.
I'm not wanting to tell a lot of people that.
I've been sorely disappointed.
Hey, what your eyebrows, Ronnie, if people could have been sitting where I'm sitting watching you when he talked about Alabama beating Florida in that fashion.
I don't. Hey, he knows more about it than I do, and I will gladly take Alabama beating Florida 30 to, I think he said, about 13.
Right.
I don't see that at all. If they can win by a field goal. Those adage, you know, hey, just win by one. But seriously, if they can win by a field goal against Florida, I'll be happy. Again, I think Florida is legit. I think they're easily 9 wins.
I think they could be too. I'm not ready to give them 9 wins yet, but we'll see when they play Alabama, see what kind of team they are.
Yeah,
you know, they don't have to get a win against Alabama, but they're going to have to be competitive.
They are, and I think they will be. I mean, I think they're, you know, potentially that good. Of course, like I say, you know, they're one game behind everybody else. You know, they played one less because the game was canceled.
Right.
So, and you know, that should help Alabama. They don't have that extra game, but that's going to be a great football game. And you're right when he said Alabama 30. You know, and Florida 13.
Running eyebrows just, went over the back of his head.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe that.
Hey, a team that I want to talk about that we've not said a whole lot about, the Tennessee Volunteers, and the reason I want to ask you about that, Ronnie, is they are, depending on where you look, a 20 to 21 point underdog this weekend playing Oklahoma. No respect for Tennessee or too much respect for Oklahoma. What do you think?
I think it's no respect for Tennessee.
Me too.
That's what I think. I thought about this today, Jason. Nothing would please me more than for the Tennessee Volunteers to beat the Oklahoma Sooners.
You're right.
But I never thought I would say, you know, that I'm pulling for Tennessee to win a football game. I'm not a big Tennessee person, even though, you know, Peyton Manning played there. And gosh, I just think Peyton Manning is as good as there is or, you know, ever has been at the quarterback position. But I think it's just no respect for Tennessee. Tennessee's much better. I think they're going to, you know, I think they were 5-7 last year. I think they potentially, you know, they may can get to 6 wins and get to a bowl game. Can they beat Oklahoma? No.
No, I don't see them winning.
And I don't see Oklahoma as a, you know, a powerhouse. Now, last week they just, you know, drummed, and I forgot who they played, but it was awful. You know how much they won by, but
what does it say about Tennessee's football program at this time being a 20 or 21 point underdog?
When would you? Yeah, exactly. You know, it tells you just basically how far they have dropped off the face of the earth. But again, you know, they went through after Philip Fulmer, you know, and then Dooley came in. They went through the probation and, you know, a loss of scholarships. That's what happens to you. You know, just like Alabama had the same thing. You know, when they went through the probationary period and they had, you know, Mike Shula was there. You know, they took some beatings too. But that's the whole purpose of, you know, getting put on probation. You're not, you know, normally you don't continue to, you know, contend for a national championship.
We talked about the purpose of probation is to punish the kids that
had nothing whatsoever to do with it. That's right.
Boy, that is a topic we could talk about for a long time.
Yeah, that's for sure. So,
Auburn, like I said, off this weekend. I think it's a good time for Auburn to be off. Auburn defense still needing adjustment, and hopefully somebody will find Nick Marshall's arm. I'm still not buying the stock in Nick Marshall's arm.
I agree. He hasn't done anything that I've seen that makes me think he's a bit better than he was last year.
And Gus Malzahn, as much respect as I have for him, continues to say the thing that he has to say, I guess, as a coach. Nick can throw the ball. We are going to be a balanced team.
Yeah.
He's still saying that. Well, Nick Marshall in the game against Arkansas, 36 plays ran in the second half, 4 completed passes. That's not balance.
No, that's way balance. Out of balance. Yeah. If your tires were that bad, you'd be at the tire shop, you know, getting some lead put on that to balance that out. But I agree. Unless he gets better, they're going to have some loss. I mean, they're going to have some losses probably anyway, just because of being in the Western Division of the SEC. But they may have more than they anticipate if he doesn't get better.
Right, they're going to run up against somebody, some point, that they're not going to run the ball down their throat like they've been doing.
And they are, and they do that, and they've been doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And they've done it basically against everybody. You know, they are a power-running football team. However, you've got to be able to mix in, you don't have to be great at it, but you've got to be able to mix in a little bit of passing where you can keep those defensive backs and those linebackers out of that box area, and respecting your receivers. If he was half as good of throwing the football as his receivers were catching it, they would be, because they've got some excellent receivers.
Yeah. Well, they are loaded at the receiving position, but can't get the ball to them. So
that's right. But hey, if we're just sitting here talking about Alabama and Auburn, and we're going to talk about the West and makes our picks here after a while. But hey, if you got if you out there and you want to chime in on anything about Alabama, whether it's, Blake Sims or Jacob Coker, give us a call at 737-9951. We'd love to hear from you,
I want somebody to explain to me how Alabama goes without losing 2 this year.
Well, I already said they weren't going to lose any.
Yeah, you've already crowned them national champs, but honestly, to aggravate the Alabama fans.
Oh, yes, you
Alabama
are.
Loses 2 games this year.
You get Eddie going. You're gonna get Eddie if he's where he can call. Eddie will be calling here pretty soon.
How do you not see Alabama winning? I mean, losing 2 games.
We talk about
because
this.
Even if it's not Auburn, it's going to be somebody.
We talked about, and you know what, Jay, in all seriousness, I kind of have to agree with you because of the difficulty just in the Western Conference.
Right. And it won't surprise me if
I'm
Auburn
looking at,
to lose too.
Huh?
It won't surprise me for Auburn to lose.
No, because if we look at the West right now, the Western Division, I'm not talking about the SEC, I'm saying the Western Division of the SEC is as good as any full conference in the country, just out of this division, because you've got Ole Miss. Ole Miss right now is ranked 14th. You've got Auburn, they're ranked 5th. You got Texas A&M, they're ranked 7th. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. I don't know. I think the jury's still out on them. Alabama is number 3 now. They dropped. You win 41-0, then you drop.
Right.
And we can talk about that too. Since Oregon beat Michigan State, they looked impressive the second half.
I'm ready to say right now that Oregon is the best looking team in the nation. Now, whether they'll be there at the end of the year, I don't
they
know.
They always find a way to lose a big game.
But right now, Oregon looks to me to be the best team in the
nation. And that's another topic. Somebody wants to call in and talk about, Alabama winning 41-0, and granted, we understand who they were playing, but they won 41-0, and they dropped from 2-3. If you've got an opinion on that, give us a call, 737-9951. Also, going on with the West, Jason, you got Mississippi State, who's not ranked at this time. And then you got LSU ranked number 10. So you have 7 teams in this division. They are all ranked except Mississippi State.
That is as strong as you get.
I don't think I've ever seen it like that.
And you put Mississippi State in another conference. And
they're going to win that conference.
They're going to be one of the top teams in the conference.
Yeah. But now, talking about Mississippi State, they'll always cough one up that they shouldn't have, or more than that usually. And Ole Miss will do the same.
I have no idea why, Ronnie, but that's another coach that I'm not wild about.
You're talking about Dan Mullen? I'm not either.
And I have no idea why.
His glory days were when he was offensive coordinator when Tim Tebow was at Florida.
Right. And I could have been a pretty good offensive coordinator with Tebow at quarterback at the collegiate level.
I know I could have. Yeah. That's the way that goes.
Somebody give us the top 3 teams Everybody's hearing Ronnie's, they're hearing mine, but I want to hear, I know what Eddie's is. I want to hear top three teams from somebody else and see if, are we off the wall or what's going on?
You want somebody other than us?
Yeah, I want to see, I want to hear somebody else's opinion. So
I got you. Okay. But, you know, hey, they can, we'd love to hear from somebody else. Give us a call.
All right, we're going to go to a break. The number 256-737-9951. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Colbert.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Well, I love her. 5:32, and welcome to Sports Talk Live. Little Brad Paisley, the fishing song. So at 5:30 each Thursday.
Yeah, your boss man's about to veto this. This is country on my station, and I don't like this.
This is a fishing song.
Mr. Rex Chambers joins us, and Ronnie talks to him about a little fishing, and Rex will catch us all up to date. Ronnie, take us to Rex.
You got it. Hey, Rex, you got us, man?
Hey, I can hear you fly.
Hey, son, ain't nothing like Jay's in here chastising us. We want a little bit of Brad Paisley, you know.
I'm going to confessional now.
Goodness. Hey, you wanted top three, it's Auburn,
hey,
Oregon, Alabama.
All Jay.
Rex, I can go with that. As long as Auburn's in that top four, I can go with that.
Oh, hey, does that Brad Paisley song, does it bring back any memories to you or your wife getting on you about fishing, Rex?
No, I tell you, I have to admit, I got the best one there is.
She doesn't say anything. She has no complaints when you're fishing.
As much as I fish,
yeah,
she's never said a bad word.
Well, you know what that means. She's glad when you go.
That's right. She likes her a long time, all I can say.
She got the house to herself. Oh, man. Hey, Rex, tell us what's going on. It's been a couple of weeks. I was gone last week, and then we did a live feed one Thursday, and we couldn't take any calls. So it's been a couple of weeks. So tell us what's going on now.
Future is looking bright.
Oh, it's on, huh?
Hey, this cooler weather that's coming on is really going to have them cranked up, and that's already got started. Actually, Sunday, fish really started biting on the river. Tuesday, a good friend and guy buddy of mine was on Smith and just really caught some big spots. So
wow,
it's really fixing to crank up.
due to temperatures going down?
Well, that, and it's just that time of year.
The time of year.
It's just the time of year. Once September hits, you know, usually our water temps cool off a few degrees, which is, but it's really the time of year to where they start feeding up for winter. The spots that were caught on Smith Lake this week look like they swallowed a football.
Oh, wow.
And the ones on Gunnersville, it matters where you catch them. The fish in the grass, they're really poor. But they've just moved up to feed, and they'll be getting fat. But now the fish you catch out on the ledges right now, your crankbait and your big spoonfish, now they're fat as they can be. So
wow.
It's just that time of year where every September they start biting really good because they're tired of all this heat. They're tired of all the sea-doos and the pleasure boats, and they start feeding.
Right. Now, have the fish, at this time of year, what do they move? Do they relocate? Do they move more shallow? What do they do, Rex?
No, it's not that they really move this time of year.
Okay.
It's just their time of feeding trough.
I see.
The shad do start moving a lot more once this water cools off. The shad comes up from the colder water, because right now is when the water starts to stratify a little bit, and that lower cold temperature really gets depleted of oxygen, so the fish start moving. So they follow the shad start moving, so the bass
right.
will follow the shad, and it is starting to pour down rain, I tell you.
Oh.
It's raining in town.
I hope it's raining out Goldridge Road, because I need it.
Well, I just went and picked up my new boat, and I'm on my way home, and don't
Sweet.
Have a cover on it. So the first day it gets soaking wet.
Oh, my goodness. What'd you get, Rex?
I got another Phoenix.
Yeah.
You know, I've been boatless since May the 3rd.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
And I just came from Tennessee picking up my new one from the Phoenix plant. So.
Oh, man, you are licking your chops, aren't you?
I can't wait until I can get it in the water.
Hey, you're sleeping that thing in the garage now.
It'll be wet because it's pouring down on me right now.
I hear you.
I probably will.
Oh my goodness!
I got a lot of my garage is packed because I don't have a boat to store.
To store stuff. That's the reason a man needs a boat.
That's right. I mean, you can't walk through my garage right now.
Hey, Rex. As far as are we still catching fish on what we were catching them on a couple of weeks ago, or have our bait selections do we need to change?
It's top water. If you're on Smith Lake right now, it's top water and small swim baits during the day. Of course, if you're out there at night, the night bite's really going to break up here the next several nights. We got some cool weather coming in for the weekend.
Yes, we do.
So that nighttime bite's really going to get good on this late moon. And, of course, spinnerbaits and jigs at night. But right now, top water during the day, it's the same on Smith. It is on Gunnersville. Throw some top water and some small swim baits, and you will get all you want out right now.
Boy, that sounds great. I may have to get out there this weekend.
Well, you can bet your last dollar that I'm going to be out there.
Well, hey, that's great. But so basically, early morning is good top water, and otherwise our bait selection is basically the same. Just get ready to hang on.
Get ready because it's coming.
Okay, now how long will that last, Rex?
It'll last through the end of October till it just starts getting cold.
Okay. So it's going to be so.
Yeah, you got the big Smith Lake Park Bass Fest coming up first weekend in October in a few weeks. I think that's going to have probably well over 100 boats. That's a $10,000 first place tournament on Smith Lake. So you're going to have a bunch of Smith Lake guys that hadn't fished the tournament in years since the old Anderson tournament.
Yeah,
show up and fish this thing. So
how much?
It'll be a good crowd. Take some weight. You're looking at. I'm guessing 18 to 20 pound to win it.
That okay, that's what I was going. That was my question. Was how much you think it's going to take to win it?
Yeah, 18 to 20 to win it. Yeah.
Wow, and that's 100 boats. That's a lot of boats.
I'm thinking I may push 150 plus.
You going to be one of them?
I will be one of them because that's the week before the Alabama Bass Trail Championships, and which will have. I think we're going to have a little over 100 boats in it too. Qualifiers. So that's a warm up for the Bass Trail Championship.
I got you. Now along those same lines, Rex, let's just say the small lakes just around here at town, you know, the Katomas and places like that. Would they kind of follow suit with Gunnersville and Smith?
They do. The water, once these water temps start cooling off, top water in the mornings, top water in the evening. Well, actually, top water all day long once these water temps get about another 5 degrees.
Top water all day long.
All day. Once this water temp falls after this weekend, it's going to be all day long top water.
Now, let me ask you this. Does bright sunshine make any difference? Or
no, it's not.
It won't matter.
No, it's not. It's going to be wide open on top water.
All day. Wow. This doesn't get any better than top water, does it?
It doesn't. I mean, this is the time of year that a lot of fishermen just hold their breath for.
Yeah.
I mean, this is my favorite time of year.
Right.
Middle of September to November is what I love.
If you're fishing top water, what's the bait of choice?
Well, I throw a Lucky Craft Sammy the majority of the time, either that or Lucky Craft Gunfish. But any top water works. I mean, that's just my bait of choice.
Right.
Zare spooks, Sammies. And some guys like to throw soft flashes, such as the fluke and stuff, you know, just burning on top.
Right.
That all works. Even weight baits, you know, your big crank baits that just go like, you know, just right on the water.
Yeah.
And the big bullshad, swim baits.
Right.
If you can stand and throw it all day, I probably won't lay it down Saturday.
I hear you. Well, that is great. That's good news. I'm glad that they're about to turn on because, you know, like I say, I love to get out there when it cools off. And
I
get
love
after
it when it's 100 degrees in the shade, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
the fish don't. So I've learned a lot this cooler weather.
I got you. Hey, Rex, thanks, man. Hope you enjoying your boat, too.
I'll let you know here and there.
You got it, man. Hey, Rex, I'll talk to you next week, bud.
All right.
Thanks, man. Be careful.
Right now I'm on this lake shore. Sitting in the sun, I'm sure.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Coretti.
Inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Coleman County's best high school football.
This week, the Good Hope Raiders travel to Aniana to battle the Redskins.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at live95coleman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
Good Hope versus Aniana. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon. Conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman, Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da-bum, bum, bum, bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
A rainy afternoon.
It is now.
Found out how rainy it is outside.
Yes, my windows were down. My papers are soaked. I drive an old vehicle, you know. I go out and I thought the door was locked. I put the key in, it turned it. I locked it.
And I was watching from the comfort of inside the station here.
Yeah,
watching
with
the running.
A video camera, yeah. Or with a phone.
And it could see Facebook tonight. Who knows? I do still owe him for the Alabama shirt that he brought to Grumpy's. So
I've heard several people comment on
that. Yeah, I've heard several comments about that myself.
And so, if you haven't, go to Jason's Facebook and watch the Wise Bucket Challenge and just watch it till Jason is completely over. I laugh every time I watch it. He's sitting there shaking his head like an old dog.
I felt like an old dog. Hey, Ronnie, that was as cold water as I've felt.
You talk about taking your breath.
I'm telling you.
It was brutal.
I jerked, and I know people have heard this, but I jerked, pulled something in my back, shoulder, neck, and down into my chest. Every time I breathed for 2 days, it felt like I was having a heart attack.
Kathy didn't massage it out or nothing?
No, she just said, get tough, boy.
ain't nothing like getting love at home, is it?
If you hadn't got any better sense than to wear an Alabama shirt, you deserve to hurt.
Oh, man. Hey, thanks to Rex for giving us a buzz there. I thought he was going to be on the road and not be able to call in, but he did. He's bought him a brand new boat. And hey, if you guys love to fish and you hadn't been, you need to get on the lake now, because Rex said it's going to be great here real soon.
He nearly had me talked into fishing again.
Yeah,
top
water all day long. I'm going to go get me some of that. And then Jay was good enough, you know, to play that great song by Brad Paisley.
It just
don't get any better than Brad Paisley.
No, Brad Paisley is the man.
That's right.
How about a call, 256-737-9951. We're going to dive into a little more SEC action.
That's right.
Ronnie going to catch us up, and we'll make some picks.
We're going to make our picks. You call and tell us what you think.
I think everybody's going to agree with me, Ronnie.
Oh, of course you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what we got coming up this week? I know a couple of the games, but call them out and let's thrash.
Yeah, here's the games. I'm going to write them down so that we can – oh, and while I'm thinking about it, go to – ESPN.
Right.
Click on Fantasy and Games. Click on College You Pick 'em. Then look for Sports Talk Live 95.5 and fill out your picks. The ESPN puts them on there. There's 10 of them, and you just pick who you think's going to win. So there, we've got I don't know about 15 or so that are playing, and people like me missed it last week. I think I was leading after the first day, and
I don't think so, Ronnie.
Oh, I was too.
Unless you were Karen Barnes. Were you Karen?
No, that was her.
Then
I was Nick Saban.
Karen, I'll pull it up. Me, Karen, and Tyler. I think Tyler. Well,
I knew there was three Tyler. It wasn't me.
Yeah, we were perfect picks the first week. I have to
perfect
say that.
Picks. You don't give me any credit at all.
Maybe it's because it was Nick Saban on there.
that's why you didn't even look at it.
While we're going
However,
through that,
play.
I will look it up and. Yes,
go on ESPN Fantasy Games, College, you pick them, and make sure you play this week, okay? All right, here we go. We're going through the SEC schedule for this week, Jason. You tell me who you think's going to win. First game.
Auburn?
Yeah, they're going to win this week. Yeah, they actually play nobody, don't they?
And that's about as tough a game as Auburn or Alabama's had to this point.
That's right. You got it. Okay, first one, Alabama plays University of Southern Miss. Who you got?
I'm going to take Alabama, but I don't think they cover. I think they win by 45.
And the spread was 48. That's almost unheard of.
Yeah, Florida State was a 52-point favorite, I think, against the Citadel.
Yeah.
37 to 12.
You got that right. Okay. The next one, Arkansas Razorbacks. They are at Texas Tech.
Texas Tech is favored, I think, by a couple in that game. I think Arkansas gets the upset.
Hey, that's exactly who I picked. I'll tell you another reason why. Texas Tech has given up 61 points the first two games.
Ouch.
Against,
that's worse defense than Auburn plays.
Against the best one of those two teams was Central Arkansas. If they're no better than that defensively. Hey,
you said that right.
Arkansas put 73 on the board last week.
That's strong. It don't matter who
I don't
you
care
play.
Who you play. They put 73 on the
board. If you're playing Hinesville Nursing Home and you get 73.
That's right. Hey, you got that right. You have done something. And I might say, and I hope I can say this at the end of the season, I have picked Arkansas to win six games and make it to a bowl game.
You did. I remember that.
That's right.
Hey,
okay.
Ryan, before we go any further, let me update everybody on our game, the standings. And you know why I want to update it.
Yeah, I figure I know why.
Okay. Coming in at number one, AU Fan 1983, and that would be Jason. has a total of 95 points, a rate of 96.4%, correct?
Well, that's pretty strong.
I don't know who this is, but Royd 928 is in second place, a total of 90 points, 84.9%. And the reason these points are different is you shift the numbers around and you get credit for every how many points that game's worth. Coming in at three, Bama Bearcat, Brian Lacey, I guess.
Yeah, Brian sat in with us.
90 for total points, 84.9. And Barnes 20 would be in fourth.
That's Wesley.
Kathy, my wife Kathy, in fifth place. Nick Saban, Kay Barnes in sixth.
That's me.
There's a two-way tie for sixth.
And I didn't even play last week. So there you go. I'm in sixth and didn't play.
Nick Marshall, I like this name. Nick Marshall isn't a thug coming in at number nine. So.
Oh, you got it.
Okay,
all right.
Take a break.
We're going to come back and do the rest of our picks.
Hang with us. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live 95.5, Colburn.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Caretti,
inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Cullman County's best high school football.
This week, the Good Hope Raiders travel to Aniana to battle the Redskins.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at live95cullman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
Good Hope versus Aniana. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you.
personal service, and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Winding it down on a Thursday afternoon, running.
6 minutes to go, and it's a Friday for you.
It goes by in a hurry when you're talking about sports.
You got that right. Hey, we need to finish up our picks for the week for the SEC. We've done Alabama and Arkansas. Of course, Auburn is not playing this week. Then we have the Florida Gators against the Kentucky Wildcats. Who you got?
The Florida Gators will win this one, and I'm going to give you the score.
All right.
The Florida Gators win this one 34-6.
That's your pick.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't go bet the house on that.
We'll see. Are you going to use that for entertainment purposes only?
Entertainment purposes only.
Okay. All right. Here's the big one. Georgia, South Carolina.
Georgia wins this one. I think they even cover the spread. I think they win this one by 13. I think it's going to be 27-14, Georgia.
I'm taking South Carolina just because I picked South Carolina to win the East.
You backed yourself into a corner there. You got to do it.
Go Gamecocks. LSU playing Louisiana Monroe.
That one's going to be a LSU blowout.
You got it. Mississippi State playing at South Alabama.
Now,
where did that come from?
How did that? I thought that was a game South Alabama goes.
You go there
State
just for the money. Yeah, I don't
maybe
know how
Mississippi
that
State is going to South Alabama to pick up.
Maybe they are. Hey, wouldn't that be a downer?
At any rate, Mississippi State picks up the win while they're picking up the check.
You got it. Missouri Tigers playing University of Central Florida.
Missouri still not getting a lot of respect, but they're still going to get the win.
Okay. You got Missouri. Ole Miss plays Louisiana Monroe.
And you know who I got to go with.
Of course.
They can't beat Louisiana Monroe. There's no use in playing Alabama.
Got that right. Tennessee Volunteers at Oklahoma.
Oh, Mr. Stoops is going to win.
I hope.
I think
I
Tennessee
hope
may
close.
Cover the point spread, though. I think they keep it within three touchdowns.
Yeah, I just hope it's close, you know, where he doesn't.
Yeah.
He can, you know, run his mouth again about SEC, you know. Okay, Texas A&M and Rice.
Texas A&M and Rice, that will be a tough one, but Texas A&M will pull it out.
You got that right. And here's one for you. Vanderbilt Commodores against University of Massachusetts.
I'm telling you, Vandy looks as bad as anybody I've seen, but they're not that bad. They're going to win.
Surely they're going to beat UMass.
Yeah, if they don't beat them, roll up the carpets. Let's go to the house.
You got it.
It's time to bring out the basketball.
Absolutely. You got that right. Could you, if you probably went to Vandy, they might pay you to go in and watch that game.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Can you imagine what the crowd's going to be like there? Or the lack of?
Can you see the students getting up on Saturday morning, getting ready for the game?
Oh, yeah, buddy. Don't you know they're going to be pumped for that?
They got UMass coming in today.
They do the wave, and all five of them can do it, you know? Oh, man. But there are our picks.
Hey, at Vanderbilt, the kids will probably be studying during the football
game. You got that right.
And for good reason.
You got it. Hey, we got three more minutes, Jason, but tonight there's college football on tonight. I believe it's on ESPN. Houston Cougars. Is it Cougars? Yeah.
Yeah.
And the BYU Cougars, too.
Let me tell you, on that one, Ronnie, I'm going to take Houston plus 18. Take it to the bank.
Houston plus 18.
Houston plus 18.
Entertainment purposes only. That's a 9 o'clock Eastern start. So that is on tonight, guys, if you want to watch a little bit of football. I had it written here on Saturday. Let's see. On the SEC Network quickly, I'll go over these, and then Jason can take it. At 12 o'clock, Central Florida and Missouri play. At 4 o'clock, Louisiana Lafayette and Ole Miss play. And at 7:30, Florida and Kentucky.
I'm going to plan on watching several of those. Hey, folks. Let me give you a few reminders. I need reminders. Everybody needs reminders, so write these down, tie a string around your finger, whatever you have to do. The show will be on demand 30 to 45 minutes after the conclusion of today's show. If you want to listen to any of it, see what Dan the Man had to say, go to our Facebook page, Coleman Sports Talk. Visit Live 95 Coleman, Facebook page, live95coleman.com. And be sure Be sure, whatever you do, remember tomorrow night, Friday Night Live, Good Hope at Aniana. Should be a good one. Should be entertaining to listen to. Get back in the recliner, get you a tea.
And that's it. Tommy and Jason will be, not this Jason, but Jason Coretti will be covering that game. Yep.
So that'll be tomorrow night. Coleman tonight on TV.
7 o'clock on channel 68.
And my TV will be tuned.
Yeah, I want to watch that. I'm on Charter Cable, and I think mine is somewhere around 7-11 or something like that. I'm not sure.
Hey, and don't forget, at Coleman Sports on Twitter. Might be another clue come across there sometime. Moolah will be hidden again.
Yeah.
Physically hidden this time.
Okay.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
So
we'd start the whole process over again.
Start it over, and Cindy's family should about be wiped out now.
So. Well, they got enough to buy Christmas gifts with, don't they?
Hey, folks, it's time to call it a week. I hope you all have a great weekend. Your favorite team wins. Until Tuesday, this is Jason saying, War Eagle, and we'll see you.
And this is Ronnie saying, Roll Tide. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Live 95, WRJM-LP, Coleman.
Come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice.